Call the Thursday, November 9th, Plan Commission meeting in order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Is excused for the moment.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum. And Commissioner Morrow just walked in. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce Adam Burkhart, newest member of the Plan Commission. Adam joins us with some experience, but he's... In his application, he pledges to represent the youth of the community. So the task is on, Adam. You want to give us a nickel tour? 5 seconds of Adam?
Adam Burkhart. My experience includes the fire protection industry, specifically critical facility hazards and special hazards protection.
Adam received unanimous support from the Common Council for this. So welcome, Adam.
Thank you.
We expect good things from you. Okay, move on to... Approval of the minutes of October 19th. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have three public hearings on the docket for this evening. Is anybody here for Fabu Eyes? Or Molly Maid? Seeing that, I'll go to item C2. Public hearing for a special use application for R&R Swan for a Molly Maid professional home cleaning service. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, November 9, 2017 at 7 p.m. and soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application by R&R Swan Investments, LLC, doing business as Molly Maid, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 7349, Building, Cleaning, and Maintenance Services, not elsewhere classified, to allow for a maid service business use with hours of operation from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, which application also includes the property owner requested revised site plan approval for existing site improvements constructed without prior city approval. Specifically, reconfiguration of the parking lot in the northwest corner of the property, in addition of a new parking lot in the rear of the property upon property zoned M1 Limited Industrial District and C1 Conservancy District located at 11113 West Forest Home Avenue, Suite 200.
Ms. Beadle.
In addition, I could add that the applicant is asking for no action tonight. They are still working on trying to address staff's concerns, as the public hearing notice mentioned. There were some conditions from prior approval that weren't addressed. And, of course, this tenant and the next tenant actually moved in the building without zoning approval as well. So there's a number of conditions, most of them applying towards the original approval for Ogden Construction to come into this building, which is the owner, to finish up those conditions. So they're working on it, but they weren't able to address those concerns and submit that information in time for this meeting. So they're asking to be tabled to the first meeting in December.
Is there a motion to postpone and continue subject matter and public hearing to the December 7th,
so
my,
move.
My birthday?
Are you
going to
open the public
hearing? Oh, let me open the public hearing. Public hearing is hereby open. Is that your motion?
Move to table.
I'll second it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's move on to item 3, Fabu Eyes. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, November 9, 2017 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application by Yulia Da Silva, owner, Fabu LLC, doing business as Fabu Eyes, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 7231. Beauty shops to allow for an eyelash extension service business use with hours of operation from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday and Sunday upon property zoned M1 Limited Industrial District and C1 Conservancy District located at 11113 West Forest Home Avenue, Suite 240.
Is Mr. Deedle.
Similar with the previous one, these are both tenants in the same building, both tenants without a zoning approval. While the first tenant is going to potentially utilize some of the site changes that we mentioned before, this tenant doesn't need or ask for any site changes. But the property owner is lumping both of these together in terms of trying to address all the concerns at the same time, because we expressed to them with those outlying or outstanding concerns, it's unknown if staff or the Planning Commission would recommend approval for either of these uses. The owner agreed with that possibility and decided to address all the concerns as much as they could before bringing back both of these tenants. So again, the applicant has asked for tabling, postponing both action on the item and the public hearing to the next meeting, the one in December.
I will open a public hearing, but for the record, in this matter and the previous matter, there is no one in the audience for this public hearing. So I'm not being rude by doing this. I'll open a public hearing. Is there a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter to the public hearing of December 7th Plan Commission meeting? Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on that matter? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We move back on the agenda to item C1, Lakeview at Franklin Senior Independent Living Apartment Complex Development. Mr. Fuchs.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, November 9, 2017 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Herman & Kittle Properties, Inc. for an amendment to a special use permit for construction of a 30,230-square-foot, two-story, 48-unit independent living apartment complex, which will be designed, marketed, and restricted to those 55 years and older, with household incomes of 30%, 50%, and 60% of area median household income, with 8 units proposed as market-rate units upon property zoned R8 Multiple Family Residence District, located at 3709 West College Avenue.
Before we move on, Mr. Fuchs, your notice said age 55, and the applicant said different?
Correct. There was a discrepancy between the original application that was made and the resubmittal for Plan Commission. The initial material said 55, and the revised material said 60.
Ms. Peele.
This project is a special use, as all multifamily housing projects, apartments, whatever, are all special uses. It's a special use amendment, as the Plan Commission may recall. Late last year, actually, I think the council approved in January of this year, a prior, earlier version of an apartment development was approved by the council with a number of conditions for this same property by a different developer. There are some differences between that project and this project. The biggest one probably be that prior project had underground parking, so that they had a lot less surface parking. But otherwise, it was a similar number of units, 48, the same, a multifamily apartment development, two stories. The Plan Commission and Common Council did have a number of conditions, some of which are conditions in this project as well. But the bottom line is, staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions, many of which are the same as before. The applicant is here and would like to speak. They've indicated there are two conditions that they don't agree with, one of which being a proposed trail, and the other one being the amount of landscaping. They currently have two landscaping plans. Actually, they placed the third one at your table. Two landscaping plans in the packet, one which did meet the UDO standards, but which the applicant didn't want to install. They thought it was too dense and some of the landscaping wouldn't survive. So they had an alternative landscape plan that does not meet the UDO standards. They also have a third point that they pointed out, that they would like to move the proposed retaining wall from the west side of the property. It's the thick, dark line on the map on the screen, to move that to the east side of the property. I believe that is related to the landscaping plan that you guys have at your seats. Because, of course, with the removal of that, with the changing of the landscaping, that with the changing of the retaining wall, that also changes the landscaping plan.
Okay. Open to public hearing. I will just let everybody know, since there are people here. Most of you have been through this before. We try to keep you to 3 minutes. We ask you to give us your name and address for the record. It's because we audio record these proceedings. The public hearing is now open. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please come forward. Ms. Beck.
Hi, I'm Sarah Beck. I'm at 1951 North Whipple Street, Apartment 3, Chicago, Illinois. And I just wanted to say I'm the development director for this proposed development, and I am here and willing to take any questions that you have, and I'd like to approach the table while you're discussing. Thank you.
Anyone else? Citizens?
Alderperson Kristen Wellham, 3851 West College. I think that a lot of the constituents here are a little reluctant to make their comments because they haven't seen some of the updated information, so they really don't know what they're commenting on. So maybe it may be more appropriate to go over the project, and then they might be able to better understand it and address the questions. And I have made up a list of things that I'd like to discuss, and since how some of the other things are off the table, I hope you'll give me the time to thoroughly address those. Thank you.
What would you all like to see on the screen? This is the site plan.
Yes. You'd like to see some of the proposed stuff, like the different plants besides the one that's sitting right there, like with the plantings.
Landscape. Mostly it's landscaping.
Okay. We can do that for you. Be happy to do that for you.
Mayor, I'd just like to remind, at public meetings, you really should come up and give your name and address, please.
Well, yeah. We're looking for guidance.
I know. Sorry.
This is the building. Parking lot. Garages. And then, Nick, if you want to zoom in a little bit. Is there a side that you're interested in?
Yes, my name is Luann Verbrick. I'm 3825 West College Avenue from the Homes on the Park 2 development. And my question for Sarah and the committee is, with the setbacks of the buildings and from the property line and seeing that you've made some changes, could you explain to us, please, how the drainage plans run between Homes on the Park 1 and Homes on the Park 2, your development? And is there a designated planting area between the two areas with those, what I've seen you have in front of you in that map with the greenery between the two properties, please?
Ms. Beck, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll try to talk louder and slower. I'm sorry about that. So the plan that's up there right now has actually been amended, and they have copies of it. So originally, our civil engineer told us that we had to have a retaining wall between the garages and between the condo development. But since I submitted this plan, we were able to change the grading site. So the retaining wall is now on the east side, the other side of the property from where you are. And we've worked with the landscape architect. And what we're proposing right now is it's a shrub hedge of evergreens. They're tall and skinny. There's 60 of them. It's a solid wall. When they go in, they'll be 5 feet tall, and they can reach 20 feet tall at full height. So that's one way we could go. We are also open to discussing what you want to see back there. But we no longer have that retaining wall issue, so that area is good to be planted. And in regard to the stormwater runoff, we've worked with our civil engineer, who has been in touch with the city engineer, to take on the runoff. I am not an expert and cannot speak really to how that works exactly, but we are taking on the runoff onto our property.
This plan we have here, Nick, is this the one that complies with the UDO or doesn't, or this is the proposed one?
This is the landscape plan that would comply with UDO requirements.
You've been dismissed.
My name is Ed McGulliver, 3715 West College Avenue. I get the front of the landscaping and such.
seen, it showed that it had storm sewer drainages. Is that something that is going to be included into the final plan? Do you know?
The storm drain?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're designing it to take on what's already coming onto the site.
Yeah. I've seen where one of the things you had emailed me, where it had the storm sewer heads in the piping and stuff. So I want to make sure that was in there, because it's, you can't really see it up there.
Right.
Another concern I actually have is where you have some parking spots that are next to the back of my property line, and it's just grass in between where the trees are. Yep, right there. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of put some plantings on there? Because when somebody's parked in those four parking spots, it's going to go right into my house for headlights. But the rest of the landscaping, shrubbery, and stuff that you have going around my fence, like no stick for my fence, is acceptable. It's that one grass area. I'm not against grass, but I am kind of against headlights going into my house.
Right.
Now, like if you, for the lighting in the area around the property in your guys's, on your guys' side, it doesn't bother us for getting some of your light into our yard. Because we've had some rodent issues, and I'm talking possums.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with the light. So, as long as it's not big beacons.
Right.
So that's all I can say.
Possums are good.
Not for me to wash my dog at 9 o'clock at night after he kills them.
Anyone else? I know the alderwoman wants to speak, and that's great. I'm just interested in the citizen stuff. You're up, Kristen.
It's going to be easiest for me to just come up there because I
grabbed the mic.
Spent a lot of time on one of these plans, and hopefully I've got them in an order that will make sense and to get through.
Can you hear me? Is it on?
It's on.
The first item I'd like to discuss is the density. You notice in the planning staff report, the density is much higher than the surrounding. I've had this issue with the previous, and I'm still not excited about the density for this area. They have been willing to meet what the last developer gave us a difficulty on. They are down to the 48. It's still very high, and you should be aware of that. But given I'm not sure what else would go in here, and the fact that no one seems to want to support the single-family residential because it's sandwiched between apartments and a condo. And the property is tight, and they're trying to make their financials work with stormwater and all that. I can live with this, but if I had it my way, it would be less. And then I noticed that the comment from staff said there's AC units that are on the top of the buildings. And I thought one of the residents asked them about that. What type would they be, large? I guess I'd like to know the size of them, and maybe if someone here knows more about sound coming from large rooftop air conditioning units and how those are going to be screened from public, as stated in the planning staff's report. I'd like to understand that.
I have experience in acoustics, but not an engineer. We have no detail. Ms. Beck?
Can we respond?
Yeah. Why don't you come on up? Because we want to have you on the microphone. Planting.
I am the AOR for the project.
Excuse me, the what?
The architect of record, AOR.
Thank you.
if I can take one step backwards and address the issue of the planting you're seeing on the adjacent property, we were actually asked during one of our conversations to provide an area for snow removal, so when snow is pushed off the parking spaces. So that's what we were designating in that area. Those can be in different spots, so maybe that's something we can do to address your concern.
Maybe put some arborvitas or something for the planting area.
Let's talk to us.
Oh, sorry.
Don't let it happen again.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so, I mean, that kind of thing can be adjusted, and maybe there can be suggestions to us on what's a better location for the snow removal area.
How about right over here?
Right, yeah.
Take those two and put them right here.
Yes, sir.
Suggestion. Yeah.
That's where they are currently. So I guess then if we can move on to the AC units. So it may be hard to explain without a section of the building, but if you were to look at the elevations, there's actually a very crude and quick drawing. So there's actually sloped roofs. So when you look at the side of the elevations of the buildings, you'll see asphalt shingle roofing, but then the actual roof between in the center of the building.
Nick, can you get us the elevations?
Yeah, so.
Side elevation would be best.
All of those actually were. So what you're seeing in the top two images is the front, would be the fronts and the backs of the buildings. So that would be basically what you see here and here. And so those are those sloped roofs that you see in.
So what you're saying is from here to the end here.
Right.
Inside this is a lower flat roof.
Correct.
And so therefore the pitch on this roof is really fake.
It's
fake in quotation marks.
So 612 that you would see. Instead of making the building more substantial and growing this roof, you know, to three times its size and feeling out of place in the neighborhood, we've cut that height down of that building. And then that also gives us a flat roof in the middle to be able to conceal a typical residential size AC unit.
Times 48?
One per unit, so times 48, correct.
So, folks in the audience, this is looking at the end of the building?
Correct.
This is the pitch here and here of this roof.
Right.
This is the pitch at the end. So if you can imagine that right here there's a wall and right here there's a wall and all the air conditioners are in there. Does that help? I see a couple of nods.
Well, turn around and show them your drawing. They don't understand.
The long images at the top are these walls. If you were to be looking this way or this way, these are your sloped roofs that you're seeing as you go at the top. And then there's this a wall, and here's this flat roof. So that your AC units are just these small boxes, so you will never see them, and conceivably not hear them because the noise is staying within this building volume. And we're cutting down that huge envelope of this building and making it less substantial in your neighborhood by not taking this pitch all the way up and making this really tall building. So we're actually making it less larger.
So you said conceivably
Noise
reduced?
Let's ask the questions at the microphone when you're called on. So if you have a question, just raise your hand, but let's do this orderly so everybody gets on the record. But I appreciate your question, and we'll do that. Ma'am?
I have a question.
We need your name and address, please.
My name is Terry Stanton. I'm at 3849.
Excuse me, Miss Collins.
Where is it? As of the last drawings we saw, there was underground parking. Is that no longer going to be?
That was a condition for the... That was a... That was a feature of the previous applicant. This is a new applicant who has chosen not to do that.
Okay.
The city would prefer that.
So there are going to be parking spaces. Aren't there going to be garages?
Mm-hmm.
Or there are?
Can you back up to the site plan, please? Garages? And then parking spaces.
Are there going to be enough garages for the number of units?
I would guess not. The applicant's here, but they're going to lease those. So many people won't take the garages.
Okay, that answers my question.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Alderwoman, let's grab the microphone. We'll knock them down one at a time.
Most of my questions relate to the landscaping and drainage, which I think are the biggest concerns of the residents. I have a few other things. So on the L-102, there's a side of notes. The notes are on most of the landscape plans, so you can pull up just about any one of them, and my comments will apply to the same notes. Item number 5 says, plants count indicated on the drawing are for landscape architect's use only. The contractor shall make own plant quantity takeoffs. And I didn't know what quantity takeoffs meant, and I didn't want to do that.
This is where it gets interesting.
As a typical practice in, as a landscape architect would, they might call out a area of planting on the ground and say, we want that area to be planted with turf, or we want it to be planted with a certain plant. You wouldn't actually call out, 157 ground cover pieces that would go, plantings that would go in the ground. You would say, I want to cover it with this density so that it grows properly and doesn't kill itself because it's overplanted or underplanted because it doesn't cover it.
And my concern with that note on there is planning staff is telling them higher density, but there's a note on here that allows the landscape contractor to make that decision. So I would like that revisited. And then on item 9, it says all planting beds shall receive 3 inches minimum of shredded hardwood mulch. I've done enough landscaping to know that 4 to 6 keeps the weeds down. I'd like to see 4 inches of mulch minimum depth. Number 17, a permanent underground irrigation system shall be installed. I understand why. I wish we would be a little bit more toward less water-intensive uses. As we grow as a community, water is going to be going up in price, and we should be thinking more about that. Probably not going to change that. That's just my personal comment on the overuse of water. So that covers L-102. On the list that are provided, I'd like some input on the red bud lifespan in Wisconsin. I've known a lot of people that enjoy red buds, but the lifespan of them, they're very difficult to grow in this climate. So beautiful tree, maybe a consideration to that planting. On the honeysuckle list, I would like it to say a note added to this general planning notes that honeysuckle, as well as no other Wisconsin State ID'd invasive substitutes, shall be installed. So we don't end up with a non-native honeysuckle or something like that. So I'd like that note added. On L-102 is the north portion, and this is the requested version. So this is the one that actually is the lower density landscaping. I actually prefer for the north section L-102A, which is the higher density, and this would be around the constituent Edna, who had the comments about screening for headlights and such. And I think the higher density L-102A address that and meet the UDO requirements as well.
Excuse me one second. Mr. Tittle, L102A is the UDO compliant?
Yes, it is. Yeah, the way it's set up is L102 is the north part of the subdivision or the development. L101 is the south, kind of backwards. And then all the A's are the UDO requirements. So L102A UDO requirement, L101A southern portion UDO requirement. So I prefer L102, and that would be reflected then in the resolution that if you vote on it.
You're good with L102.
2A.
So you want the A version.
Is the heavier on the northern portion.
We're doing street plans here. It's the ones that were on our desk.
The Alderwoman is using the plans, these guys.
Yeah, and the newest plans, most of their changes are related to the south portion, which I haven't gotten to yet, because the south portion involves moving the garage and the planting area on the west, which is what most of these people here are concerned about. So if we go to L101, L101 is their preferred version on the south portion of the property, and the west property line landscaping depicts no trees, lack of height for screening, and the homeowners association, both HOA 1, Homes on the Park 1, and Homes on the Park 2, if you don't know, there's two separate associations over there. They both have decks that face the garage units, and it's kind of hard to see that, but all the decks face out. Currently, they're looking at a nice green open space. So, while they're not objecting to this, well, I think we should certainly give them the landscaping they want, and that is what Sarah's provided with a new landscape plan. What I haven't had a chance to ask them is, are you okay with kind of a, singular type of planting, or do you want it broke up into something else? So I think that's a question that they should address when I'm done, what they prefer on that side.
Mr. City Engineer.
The Alderwoman's bring up several points that are very specific, and I don't know that I have any problems with any of them. I think it might be helpful as part of the discussion. If the applicant has a heartburn over any of these, let's talk about them then. Otherwise, our planners are taking notes, and if everybody's okay with it, then it's kind of a mute point. But if there is something that gives you a heartburn, I'd like to talk about it as we go through it, I think.
I don't have any issues so far, but just to clarify, the plans that we provided were in response to this plan. And basically, we're just moving that retaining wall to the other side so the other landscaping isn't affected. And right now, we're showing a shrub hedge in those new plans to fully screen the condos next door. And we are open if you'd rather see something else back there, but we thought the first way to go would just be a full screen so we wouldn't see the garages or anything.
That's all right.
Commissioner Haley.
And forgive me because we've got a moving target here with lots of different plans. With moving the proposed moving of the wall to the east side, we're changing the elevation of the building, bringing it up. It's really hard to decipher what's going on with the grading plan here, but I'm guessing before you had a retaining wall to hold back the earth, the building was lower. I'm guessing now it's come up in the retaining walls on the other side, which changes the entire site drainage. I can't read it here.
Right.
So I'm trying to understand what's being proposed here.
Yes.
It sounds like the building got taller, got higher on the landscape. Finished floor elevation.
Look at the topography to know the answer to that question. I haven't looked close enough from our landscape architect, our civil architect, to know that.
Has the finished floor elevation changed from previously proposed? It just affects how it relates to the entire site.
Commissioner Fowler.
And to follow up on Commissioner Haley's question, I walked the site this morning. I have kind of concerned about why there is a retaining wall there. Right now, that property is level with the parking lot to the east. And if you put in a retaining wall, I'm confused as to what the necessity is for a retaining wall unless you're going to be raising the building up.
I don't think that was our intent. From what we saw from the civil engineer, there was a dramatic slope, and it was something that was going to affect the erosion. It was too steep, so we'd have erosion on that side. So between the building edge and the east side.
I'm confused, but the topography that exists now is flat all the way to the parking to the east. So I'm It's flat east to west to the parking lot. I did not see any severe slope there. The severe slope that I saw was in the back going down to Grobschmidt Park, which I want to have some questions about that later. But I did not see any severe topography if you move across the property east to west. Now, maybe I'm not seeing something that I should.
Can we remember to use the microphone, please?
Sorry about that. I believe it's because we are taking on the stormwater from that site. It is sloping and draining onto ours, and it was related to the stormwater issues to pick those up.
So I don't know that we have a copy of the existing topo in our package, but you can tell how much slope there is from off of our building on the east side and on the south side of the property. So I assume that what you're seeing on the south side, just from this image, we're also making up on the east side.
Nick, can you zoom in, please?
Or west, I should say.
Well, either side.
There are existing contours there.
Yeah, see, here's contour, here's a contour, here's a contour. And over here, there's a lot of contours.
786 to 776.
Yeah, but look at the back
these
of the
are
property.
1 foot.
785.
Are those one-footers?
Yeah, you can see 786.
Right,
so this area is pretty flat on this side, as Commissioner Fowler pointed out. It's just right off to the parking lot. This area has pretty significant. You can see the lines. There's a lot more drainage drop-off here. But once it gets down here to Homes on the Park 2, then it's more flat again. So that's pretty much how the site looks.
Well, I think the point that's trying to be made here very diplomatically is you can't just put a retaining wall somewhere. There has to be a purpose for it. If there's a purpose for it here, it belongs here. If this is flat, which it's really not, but if it's flat, putting a retaining wall there is not a retaining wall. It becomes a blocking wall, sorry.
Mayor, I'll amend my remarks. It's flatter, not flat.
So this whole discussion about moving it to the east or moving it to the west is all dictated by proper engineering, not preference. Mr. City Engineer.
You can see existing contour lines. I see a 783 just on the top side of that handicap spot, but
big fan.
Looks like 783. And then over here, there's 776, 778. So 778 to 783, you got 5 feet-ish across. And if you have the building completely level, yeah, you've got 4 to 5 feet to make up.
Right. And I am not a civil engineer, and unfortunately our civil engineer couldn't be here tonight. But in our conversations, he said that actually moving it to the west was an easier way to regrade this, moving the retaining wall to the east side was an easier way to grade the site, but that the retaining wall would still be required.
On which side?
On the east side. We couldn't, in order to properly grade and drain, there was a better way to do it this way, but I unfortunately cannot speak to the engineering side of it.
We could note that the previously approved plan did have the retaining wall on the east, and we currently have a condition that they have to get final stormwater approval, which will take into account drainage.
Okay. Because I don't have the new westerly landscape plan with the retaining wall changed to the easterly side, I want to make sure that staff looks at enough room for maintenance. The previous plan showed a 5-foot planting bed, which was right on the property line. And my comment to Sarah was, there is no place for a person who's doing pruning or landscaping to stand except on the Homeowners Association property. So I don't know how much room is there now, but you have to have some kind of buffer because planting right up to the property line doesn't really allow for that.
In the plan that we submitted where we moved the retaining wall, there's the 20-foot buffer, plus we, per the comments from the city, we removed 4 parking spaces and shifted the garages further east to build up more room in there. So there should be ample room for maintenance to be able to get in there now.
Okay, that brings me to L101A South, which is the required UDO landscape plan. So L101A is probably the part of most discussion for the association. A is the heavier landscape plan.
I'm going to interrupt with a comment here. Ms. Burns, you see what the issue becomes here? Is too many plans, and we have not one document that we can all refer to, which makes this entirely uncomfortable for the Plan Commission and the aldermen and the residents.
And my apologies for that. It has to do with my non-expertise in stormwater management. I thought we wanted to have that retaining wall and talk to the rest of them and be able to move it.
So, back to L101. The east property line of L101A, the more densely tree populated one, does not appear to me to be overcrowded with the added trees and meets the ODO, and I would like the east property line to stay with the plantings. Now, I don't know what happens now that the retaining wall is on the other side. I didn't anticipate that. So, and I don't even, could someone give me a set of the newest plans? Because I don't even have that to look at.
Well, for whatever they're worth, here.
I'll share.
Yeah, we can share.
We're nice that way.
That's right.